When we consider the big events of our day, it's not usually automatic to think about how they'll impact ministry. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shifting relationships between countries could potentially open or close doors for the gospel. We'll take a look at that coming up. And also, the next generation of evangelical leaders has a set of ministry tools like no generation in the past. We're taking a different look at your world today on Mission Network News. North Korea celebrates the anniversary of their military's founding, and alongside the celebration, the regime continues to threaten the United States. In the middle is China, urging both countries to keep peace. Some believe North Korea is becoming a platform for improved relations between China and the United States. One question raised is this: if the relations do improve, would China feel compelled to increase religious freedoms? Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says if so, it could be an opportunity for the church.
I think the way that God is working in China, we could see a lot of Chinese Christians become missionaries who could help carry the gospel, and they're already doing it. They're carrying it through the Islamic world, and I think just have a passion to help fulfill the Great Commission.
He reminds us no matter what happens, the gospel will continue to spread in China, and we can help. Got a couple of ways to do that at missionnews.org. And Klein says wherever you are,
as Christians, we need to be about sharing the gospel in our own lives with our friends and our neighbors and the people we work with. And if we have that focus and we have the love for the Word of God, we're going to have a passion to get God's Word around the world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And Ghana has a significant Christian population, making up over 70% of the country. And one thing Crossroads Prison Ministries is calling on the Ghanaian church to do is engage in outreach to prisoners. Crossroads' Cynthia Williams says this is a crucial need in Ghana.
The prison services themselves receive very little support from the government. So any services provided for the prisoners really need to come out of another source. And this was one of the reasons for the trip, was to really encourage the local churches to step into that gap, to provide the basic essentials for holistic care of prisoners.
Crossroads helps local churches provide things like clothing and medicine for prisoners. Ghanaian Christians also volunteer to mentor Bible program students in prison. The gospel is changing lives, but Williams says they can't do it alone.
It's very difficult for any of our partners in Africa and in a lot of these developing countries to raise funding support that they need to carry out their ministries. And so most of them try to do this out of their own meager earnings, and it's very, very challenging.
And if you'd like to support this ministry through Crossroads, we'll give you that link at missionnews.org. And finally, Audio Scripture Ministries is still working on their new app that will be out in India later this year. The app will feature audio Bibles and gospel materials in several Indian languages and also allows users to ask biblical questions that will be answered via podcast. ASM's J.P. Sundararajan.
Right now we're in the design prototype. We're working on all the icons and naming the app, etc. We hope to deploy the app later this year.
ASM thinks this new app will expand the gospel's impact in India. They also hope that ministry innovations like creative apps to reach specific communities will inspire the millennial generation to explore technology missions.
The curious minds are at work, as well as the kids in the church, both in India and here, who are thinking, well, is mission something that I could be involved in? And it's, yes, you can be, and we actually need you and your help and your insights into this.
And as the ministry continues working on the app, they could really use your prayers.
Pray, first of all, for the fundraising that will happen quickly. We're still trying to raise the last $50,000 or so needed to finish the app. And then for partners on the ground who could potentially use our app as a vehicle through which we can get God's Word into hands and phones of people who are waiting for it.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that'll help you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. You can get your free cookbook when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.